Now, light, it has this mystical quality to it. Not only is there light which has the typical kind of light that we call visual light, the light that we see with our eyes, but light really has a very wide spectrum or variation of frequency, going from very low frequency to very high frequency. And the range of these different frequencies is picked up or sensed by us through either our own physical senses or through our enhanced physical senses, which come from, say, using antennae for catching radio waves, which are light at a lower frequency than visual light, X-rays, which is light at a very high frequency compared to visual light, infrared rays, which are rays just below the first red visible light, microwaves, and on it goes. In fact, a lot of astronomy today is done by looking at what are called long wavelength radio waves coming from distant galaxies. So we find in a modern astronomy laboratory, you find not so many people putting their eye in a telescope looking out at stars, but you find them in front of computer screens watching blips. And from these blips, they're looking at radio signals, which have been sent out millions, maybe billions of years ago. It's quite amazing that this whole thing called light is a very, very broad spectrum of what is called the electromagnetic spectrum. What's interesting about it, and the thing which holds this all together and why we call all of this light, is that it all moves at the same speed. Whatever it is, a radio wave, a light wave, an X-ray, whatever kind of radiation it is, whatever form it has, it moves at a certain speed, which we call the speed of light. Now, the speed of light is a big number, and it is not something we normally can play around with. It's around, roughly speaking, about 671 million miles an hour. That's roughly about 12 million miles a minute. So you see, when we talk about light and we talk about time and we talk about how fast light goes, we can always reference it to what distance we want to look at and how long it takes to go that distance. And this is a very important thing, because when we think about light, we think about it the same way you think about traveling to work from your home in the morning. We think about how long it takes for light to go from one place to another, which at the same time, because it travels at its same fixed speed, it's telling us how far it goes in that time. Now, we're going to do a little kind of mind exercise here. I want you to imagine that you are sitting inside of a spaceship that's traveling to Mars. And I want you to imagine that you are traveling in the most natural, effortless way that you can. Let's say, for example, that you're moving along at a constant speed. Okay? Well, if there aren't any fields like gravity, which are grabbing hold of you and changing your path, just, for example, like a satellite, its path is changed by gravity, then you would be pretty much traveling on a straight line, more or less. And if the astronaut who's sitting next to you in the spaceship were suddenly to get up from you and get into another spaceship and then take off and then return to you, while you're sitting in your spaceship, and he would then look at his clock, and you would look at your clock. Let's say that from your point of view, you notice that he leaves, and it takes about maybe 10 hours for him to come back. And now you look at your clock, and of course, it's 10 hours later. If you ask him what time his clock says compared to yours, it will be less than 10 hours. In fact, it could be only a few seconds. As far as he's concerned, he was only gone maybe a minute or two. But as far as you were concerned, he was gone for 10 hours. How in all heaven's name could that take place? Well, it turns out that what we have going on here is a change in what is called our concept of space and time that we normally have. Let me tell you how this little example actually works out and why it works out this way.